The Children's Literature Podcast presents Ricky the Racer by E. Harlow Mortensen. Retold for you by T.Q. Townsend. Ricky the Racer loved to drive his little red race car. He had built the car himself, putting every piece in place from the pistons to the hubcaps. He practiced and practiced and practiced his driving, going on winding mountain roads, bumpy country lanes, and dusty desert highways. He had lots of practice races at the training track. Sometimes he won, but he learned even more from the races he lost. For example, once when he was racing against Wonderful Wanda, he forgot to put enough gas in the tank, and his car sputtered to a stop before it could reach the finish line. Oops. And in another race against Speedy Steve, he forgot to watch his rearview mirrors, and Steve sped right past him on the last lap. Oh no. And another time against Brilliant Brenda, he spun out and ended up driving the wrong way. How embarrassing. But he kept driving and driving, and at last he was ready for his biggest race ever. The Big Beach Grand Prix was the best race of the summer. The race course started down by the pier, went winding up the hills, dove down through a canyon, and then zipped along the beach to come back to the starting line. On the day of the race, the sun was shining bright, and all of the people gathered to see who would win. There was Wonderful Wanda in her white race car with two dark stripes. Speedy Steve had a silver car with a bright thunderbolt on the hood. Brilliant Brenda had a shiny black car with a sparkling star on it. And there was Ricky the Racer, all ready for his first big race, next to his little red race car. The judge stepped forward. "Okay, drivers," she said. "Remember to buckle up and wear your helmets. No bumping each other's cars. You will go around the racetrack, and the first person to cross the finish line wins." The drivers jumped into their cars. They buckled up, put on their helmets, and started their engines. Zee went Wonderful Wanda's car. Grrr went Speedy Steve's car. Bwah went Brilliant Brenda's car. Ricky started his engine. It went rrr, 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 roar. "On your mark," the judge called out. Ricky pulled his gloves snug onto his hands. "Get set," the judge cried louder. Ricky gripped the steering wheel tight. "Go!" Ricky stomped down on the gas pedal and his little red car took off like a rocket. The cars were off. All of the drivers pulled hard around the first turn, leaving the pier behind them. And Ricky was in first place. His red race car pulled farther and farther ahead. In his rearview mirror, he could see a white car, then a silver car, then a black car. In front of him, the road rose up into the golden hills. Just at that moment, Ricky saw a little white ball of fluff in the middle of the road. No, it wasn't a ball of fluff. It was a puppy. It did not seem to know that it was sitting on a racetrack. "Oh no," Ricky thought. "If I don't stop, this little puppy will get hurt. But if I do stop, I will lose the race." Ricky frowned and fretted and slammed on the brakes. His red racer screeched to a halt right next to the fluffy white puppy. Ricky unbuckled his seatbelt, leaped from the car, and ran forward. By now, Wonderful Wanda's white car had caught up to him. Zee! It passed by. Ricky scooped up the little puppy in his arms. Speedy Steve's car went by. Grrr! Ricky leaped back into his car and placed the puppy in the seat beside him, carefully buckling her in. As he started his engine, brilliant Brenda passed him by. Wah! Ricky was in last place. I might lose the race, but at least I will finish, Ricky told the puppy. He grabbed the wheel, slammed his foot on the gas pedal, and took off up the road, heading into the Golden Hills. He drove as fast as he could, and soon he was not far behind Brilliant Brenda, who was zigzagging back and forth to try to block Ricky from passing her. Ricky watched the black car carefully. First, it zigged left. Then, it zagged right. Ricky changed gears, slammed on the gas, and slipped around Brilliant Brenda, leaving the black car behind as he reached the top of the Golden Hills. Now Ricky drove down into the winding, shady canyon with steep walls made of orange rock. The cars could not drive so fast here because there were bumps in the road and sharp turns around enormous boulders. Ricky could see that just ahead of him, Speedy Steve was zipping quickly around every corner. He drove as fast as he dared, and soon he was closer behind him. But Speedy Steve was too speedy. Ricky could not catch him. But Speedy Steve was too speedy, and as he took the last turn in the canyon, he lost control of his car and spun out onto the beach. Ricky's little red racer roared past him and blasted out into the sunshine. The finish line was in the distance. "Well, girl, what do you think?" Ricky said to the puppy. "Can we catch up to Wonderful Wanda?" "Woof, woof," said the puppy, which was her way of saying yes. The white car was shining in the bright sun up ahead of them. It went zee as it zipped along the beach. Ricky put his foot on the gas pedal and pushed it all the way down. He wanted to catch up. Roar went the red racer. Zee went the white car. Ricky had caught up to Wanda's back tire. The little puppy began to bark with excitement. Ricky held tight to the steering wheel. Now he had caught up to Wanda's front tire. Wanda looked over and was surprised to see a dog sitting right next to Ricky in the little red racer. The drivers went as fast as they could go. First, Wanda was in front. Then Ricky. Then Wanda. Then, just as they reached the finish line, Ricky pulled out ahead. He had won the race. The crowd roared even louder than Ricky's little red racer as the judge waved a black and white checkered flag. All of the drivers met at the finish line and shook hands. "My goodness," said Brilliant Brenda. "I never thought you'd win after stopping like that." "But it was the right thing to do," said Speedy Steve, as he patted the puppy's head. "That was the most exciting race I have ever been in," said Wonderful Wanda. "Congratulations, Ricky." "Thanks for being such good sports," Ricky said to the other drivers as the judge gave him an enormous golden trophy. Ricky thanked the judge, but then he put down the trophy and picked up the little dog, who happily licked his face. "You seem even better than a trophy," Ricky said to the puppy. "I think I had better call you Lucky." And from that day on, Lucky was Ricky's best friend, and she came to every single race. She even had her own little red helmet to wear as she sat beside him in the race car. And she reminded Ricky that no matter how much fun it is to win, it's even more fun to help others. The end. You've been listening to Ricky the Racer by E. Harlow Mortensen, retold by T.Q. Townsend. For more stories and fun, visit ChildrensLiteraturePodcast.com. Thanks for listening.